Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Deb Schuler, and she is president of the Iowa Women in Agriculture, and we're going to talk about a conference coming up. Good morning to you, Deb.
Good morning, LaVon. How are you?
I'm good. And, you know, a year has rolled around. I think you've been president for how many years?
This is my third year.
All right. And is there a fourth year coming up?
I don't know.
We'll see. We may be talking to the president again next year. But the main thing we want to talk about now is this conference, the 8th annual conference coming up. And when is that and where is it?
It's going to be Tuesday, July 29th at the FFA Enrichment Center in Ankeny.
All right. And, of course, anybody, everybody is invited to this. Let's talk a bit about the program because I think that really does determine who might want to show up and who should show up. So are there some main speakers? And, you know, how's the program organized?
We ask our participants what they want to hear about, and that's how we came up with our top line of speakers. Elaine Cubb is back by popular demand. She's going to be talking about advanced and beginning grain and livestock marketing, so that's something that's very important to all of us in the ag industry.
She must make it really interesting as well as really giving useful information.
She does. She has been on Market to Market on TV. Many ladies know of her. And she, one thing they may not know is that she has her own farm up in South Dakota that she takes care of and manages. So she has that firsthand experience. Yeah.
She's not just talking, she's also practicing.
Exactly. We're very blessed this year to have a couple local presenters, Glenn Smith and Don Kern, owners of Smith Land Service Company, will be in Ankeny this year talking about beginning and advanced leasing and farm management. So we're thrilled to have them on board.
And they are also one of the sponsors, I believe.
Yes, they are. And thank you for mentioning the sponsors, LaVon. I do want to take a moment to thank our sponsors. We have this year our premier sponsor, Farm Credit Services of America, in addition to DuPont Pioneer, Iowa Pork Producers Association, Iowa Bank Association, Iowa Soybean Association, Iowa Farm Bureau Federation, and, of course, Smith Land Service Company.
Okay, great. And this wouldn't be possible to do this program. There's a lot of costs involved, and so it wouldn't be possible without your sponsors.
That's for sure. There would be no way we could put on anything of this caliber that would be affordable mm-hmm. without our sponsors, so a great appreciation to them.
And we kind of interrupted the program flow. Let's talk some more about program.
Well, there's something for everyone, just like in our title, Bridging the Gap, it's everyone's ag. Estate farm transition and succession planning seems to be a popular subject, and we have a segment for that again this year. We've got something on deciphering health insurance. That's been a change for many of us this past year, and we'll continue to see more changes coming up in the future. So we have somebody coming to talk to us about that. And, of course, we like to have a little fun as well. So we have Jolene Brown coming. She's going to be talking about who's hiding the humor.
Can you tell me a little more about Jolene? That's, for some reason, that name rings a bell, but I don't know why.
She's a farmer, but she's also a professional speaker and author, so she'll have some books there for sale as well.
Right. And that's good. You know, sometimes you hear somebody and you go, oh, I didn't get all that down. I really want to know more about them. So you have this great list of presenters. Now, in between, you have a couple breaks and you have a couple meals, and, you know, so in addition to the speakers, what else is in the program?
Well, of course, we always have fabulous food, and we've got some vendors that you can check out along the way, so we're excited to have the opportunity to have them there showcasing their new products, the latest of what's going on in the industry, and Chris Gazer from the Lenox Adams County area is going to be talking about maximizing big data in our operations, the cloud. It's one of the things I know we get all this data on our farm, and I see it week in and week out, and I'm not always sure what to do with it. And so he's going to help us make the best use of that big mound of paper on my desk, LaVon. So I'm excited for that breakout as well.
maybe you can get rid of some of that paper. We'll see. Now, you also, I believe, people could come the day before, the night before?
Yes, we have our welcome and networking reception the evening before at Courtyard Marriott in Ankeny from 5 to 7 p.m., and it's included in your registration price. And we'll have wine and appetizers, and Common Ground is going to be coming and doing some ag advocacy tips for all of us.
Okay. Can you tell me a little more about Common Ground?
Yes, they've been out. You've maybe seen them in the local Hy-Vee stores out and around. They talk about a lot of the products that are home-raised on the farm and how the food gets to the grocery store and some of the misconceptions about our industry. They like to dispel all of that with some great fun facts. So you'll have to come to the conference and see all about it.
And the other thing, when you talk about this welcoming and the common ground and so on, I'm thinking that one of the most important things, especially in the evening, is talking with all the other participants.
That's one of the best parts about the opportunity to network with ladies from all over the state. I learned so much from them about some things that have worked well in the past and some new things that they were trying, and just every year is different. Conditions are different, and it's just a great opportunity to get together in a casual atmosphere and just really enjoy ourselves and get to know each other better.
I think sometimes, too, if somebody else has a question, you go, oh, yeah, I have that question, too. I don't know. Maybe you even get ideas for the next program.
Oh, absolutely. We got a lot of the ideas for this year's conference from last year's Welcome and Networking Reception.
Just listening and paying attention to what people are interested in. Now, you talked about that evening before is included in the registration. Let's talk about registration. How do people get registered?
They can stop by the Smith Land Service Company office and pick up a brochure. We're located at 10 West 6th Street in Atlantic, or they can call us at 712-243-4444, or it's also available online, which is very convenient, and that website is www.iowawomeninag.org.
Okay, because we're talking about the group called Iowa Women in Agriculture. Do you meet on some kind of basis, or is just this mostly the time you meet?
We meet year-round, LaVon. There's 11 board of directors from all different parts of the state of Iowa, and we meet probably every 45 to 60 days, and of course more often when it's close to the conference planning time.
And are there similar groups to this in other states?
Yes, there are. Iowa AgriWomen is a division of American AgriWomen, and the Illinois has one, California has one, a lot of the states have one, or they're trying to get one, just because it's such a great opportunity to get together and learn from each other.
Well, women are movers and shakers, and I think in a bigger percentage, moving along in a higher percentage, are the owners and operators of farms.
Yes, that's correct, LaVon. Last statistic I saw, 51% of the women in the state of Iowa either co-own, singularly own, or control farmland.
Mm-hmm. And that just makes the business that much better, because as you said, all that pile of paper on your desk, I mean, there's so much involved with being a farmer. It's not just getting on your tractor and going to the field.
No, you have to wear so many hats these days. You have to be a good marketer. You have to be a good manager. You have to be timely in your operation. You wear so many hats. It's just incredible the technologies that are available to us today and the improvements that we've made in the industry. It's a very exciting time to be in agriculture.
And new products, I'm thinking you always have to, everybody talks about the weather. We can't do anything about it. But a farmer has to know how to work with that weather, because we can't change it.
That's correct. And in the state this year, we've seen all sorts of different conditions. Some areas of the state are still in a drought. Some areas have so much excess moisture that they're still ponding in their fields. And then there's some areas that things are going pretty well, knock on wood. So we've seen a little bit of everything this year, LaVon.
It's really nice to know that there are some areas that are doing just what needs to be done. So, again, Deb, we're visiting Deb Schuler, who is the president of the Iowa Women in Agriculture, and we want to be reminded again how people can register for this conference, which is on July 20th. 29th.
They can stop by Smith Land Service Company at 10 West 6th Street in Atlantic, or they can call us 243-4444, or they can go to www.iowawomeninagriculture.org and fill out a registration form.
All right. And again, if you have any questions, just give Deb a call. She'll have the answer for you. And thank you very much, Deb Schuler, for visiting with us today. And until next time, you might want to say thanks to a farmer.